I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has stated that a person who forgets to recite درود upon me, a person who forgets to recite salat upon me, has forgotten the path towards Jannah. My dear viewers, if a person wants to get into paradise, if a person wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of, if not the greatest act a person can do is love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to do those actions which bring coolness and love into the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we get into paradise like we have heard in this narration, then one of the ways a person can guide himself to paradise is by reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program Deadly Sins, in which we look at those sins which cause a person harm spiritually, those sins which cause harm physically, those sins which take a person away from the path of paradise and puts them on the path towards the fire of hell, those sins which make a person immodest, those sins which cause disobedience towards the Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately those sins which anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this episode, we will talk about a very common sin, a sin which is very common nowadays. It is found a lot in this day and age. But firstly, we will listen to the ayat of the Holy Quran translation from Kanzul Iman. And whoever kills a Muslim purposely, his restitution is hell. He will be in it for a very long time, and Allah has inflicted wrath upon him and has cursed him and has kept prepared a great punishment for him. My dear viewers, the topic of today is murder, is killing an innocent soul. It is causing bodily harm to a person to the extent they lose their life. And this is a concept, this is an action, a sin which has not started off today. Even though it may be on the rise today, but it has not started today. This is a sin which has started from the starting of creation. Meaning, when was the first murder committed? And who committed that murder? And why was that murder committed? We will learn about that today. And what we can do to gain knowledge about this and protect ourselves from this is something which we will also learn. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first person who committed murder upon this earth is Qabil. And the first person to be murdered was Habil. May Allah be pleased with him. Qabil and Habil were both the sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. During pregnancy, Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu anha would give birth to a boy and a girl, and in the second one she would give birth to a boy and a girl. And the rule or the system would be that the boy from the first pregnancy would marry the girl from the second pregnancy, and the girl from the first pregnancy would marry the boy from the second pregnancy. This was the tradition in the nation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam wished to marry Qabil with the daughter from the second pregnancy, who was born with Habil, Qabil showed his discontentment over this. And he decided that Aqlima was prettier and Qabil desired to get with her. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam tried to explain to Qabil that she was your sister and you cannot marry her. But Qabil showed stubbornness and was adamant on marrying her. Finally, to resolve this issue, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ordered them to offer sacrifices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and told them that whoever's sacrifice would be accepted, then he would get to marry Aklima. Now the way that the previous nations, meaning the nation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, would sacrifice something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they would place their sacrifices and a fire would come from the sky, and whoever's sacrifice is accepted, the fire would engulf that. So Qabil offered some grains of wheat, and Habil, may Allah be pleased with him, offered a goat for sacrifice. The fire from the sky came and engulfed the sacrifice of Habil and left the wheat grains of Qabil. At this incident, at this moment, Qabil became extremely jealous and decided to kill Habil. He threatened Habil that, "I will kill you." But Habil said that, "If you stretch your hand out towards me," meaning if you decide to kill me, "I will not extend my hand out to you. I will not harm you." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the sacrifice of the pious people. If you had been pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have accepted yours. Furthermore, it came to the stage that Qabil finally killed his brother Habil. At this time of murder, Habil's age was 20 years old. We should think about this, that today in our society, in our day and age, young brothers, young Muslim brothers are committing murder. We know that a young person is hot-blooded. A young person has anger inside him. It is difficult for him to control himself. But listen to this story. Qabil, who at the age of 20 committed the murder, what was his result? What was the result of a person falling into sin? What was the result of a person letting anger overcome him? What was the result of a person letting jealousy overcome him? What was the reason for the hatred he had in his heart for his Muslim brothers? Do we not see this today? Do we not see Muslim brothers having hatred towards Muslim brothers? Do we not see Muslim brothers killing Muslim brothers? Do we not see Muslim brothers fighting over Muslim brothers? Whether that is over a lot of reasons. And the reason for this, we will listen to now. Qabil, he killed his brother, he murdered his brother Habil. And then he went to the mountain and he left with his bride, he left with his girl. It has been reported that when Habil was killed, an earthquake kept on jolting the earth for 7 days. Every creature plunged into turmoil. Qabil, who had a very fair complexion, Qabil, who was a beautiful man, he was an attractive man, but due to him committing this sin, he became ugly. And this incident grieved the father so much. Who was the father of these two brothers? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Abu al-Bashr, the father of mankind. And it is said that he was so saddened by this death, he was so grieved by his death, that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did not smile for 100 years. For 100 years, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in a state of sadness, and he did not show smiling, he did not show the signs of smile on his face. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then dismissed Qabil from his court out of extreme anger and invoked a curse onto him. The cursed Qabil then carried Aklima with him and went to Yemen and settled in the land of Aden. Iblis approached him and tempted him. Shaitan never gives up. My dear brothers and the viewers of Madi channel, keep this in mind, that if you think Shaitan is going to leave you alone, he's never going to leave you alone. In the story of Habil and Qabil, now that Qabil has committed the murder and he migrates to Yemen, even then Shaitan is not satisfied. Shaitan comes to him. First, Shaitan makes him commit the sin of murder. Then he says to Qabil, he says, "Do you know the reason why your brother's sacrifice was accepted and yours was rejected?" And Qabil says, "I do not know." Shaitan says to him, "It is because your brother used to worship fire. If you worship fire, you will also become successful." Now when Qabil thought about this, it was playing on his mind. Why was his accepted and mine was not accepted? Why was he beloved and I was not beloved? Why was he going to get everything and I was going to get nothing? When he heard this and he started to ponder over the words of Shaitan, what did he do? He left the religion of Tawheed, he left worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he moved to worshipping the fire. He became a fire worshipper, and he is the first person to worship fire as well. My dear viewers of Madni channel, what is this? Shaitan first makes a person commit a sin, then once that person has committed a sin, then he puts thoughts into his head to leave the religion. We should also be careful about this trick of the shaitan, that if you commit a sin, then you should repent in the court of Allah Ta'ala. You should not delay it to the extent that you start to justify that sin to yourself. You start to think that it's okay to sin. You become brave upon sinning. The fear of Allah leaves your heart. And this is the reason that Qabil first committed a major sin, and then the next step from a major sin is a person losing his iman. So this was the story of Habil and Qabil, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and recite to them the true story of the two sons of Adam, when both of them offered separate sacrifices. So the sacrifice of the one was accepted and the other one was not accepted. He said, "I swear I will kill you." He answered, "Allah only accepts from the one who fears. Indeed, if you raise your hand against me to kill me, I shall not raise my hand against you to kill you. I fear Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds. I desire this, that you alone should be burdened with both mine and your sin. So you become amongst the people of hell and the punishment for the unjust ones." So his nafs incited him to kill his brother. So he killed him and remained in a loss. This was the story mentioned in the Quran regarding Habil and Qabil. Now when Qabil had murdered Habil, he did not know what to do in relation to this. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him. So he showed him two crows fighting with one another, and one crow killed the other crow. And now this crow starts to dig a hole in the earth and buries the dead crow and buries him in it. When Qabil seen this, it clicked in his mind that this is what I have to do. And this is how the process of burying people started from. But my dear viewers of Madni Channel, coming back to the topic of murder and the story which we have just heard, a true story mentioned in the Holy Quran, how many Madni pearls, how many points of wisdom, how much advice can we take from this? The very first murder in the world that took place due to a dispute over a woman. Meaning this indicates to us that people kill over women. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the tribulations of women. And if we are at that age or we are capable, then a person should get married, as this stops a person from a lot of sins. But women is one of the reasons people commit murder. The second is people commit murder over money. When they have disputed over money, when one person is not paying the other person, or when one person has the debts of the other person on him, and he finds the easiest solution is to murder that person rather than solve those issues. Thirdly, a matter of dispute or a matter upon which people kill one another is land. Once some people came into the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, "O Prophet of Allah, we want you to decide between us. There is a part of land. I claim that it is my land, and the other party is claiming it is their land. Who does that land belong to?" So they came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, "I am the Prophet of Allah. Allah has given me powers. Why don't we go to the land and ask the land who the land belongs to?" So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, along with the two parties, go towards that land. And they say to that land that, "O land, this person claims to own you, and this person claims to own you. Who do you belong to?" And the land replied, "I do not belong to any of them, but both of them belong to me." Meaning the land, the earth, is our final destination. It is the place where we are going to stay forever. It is a place which will be our abode until the judgment day, and then we'll be resurrected, and then we will be judged accordingly. So the land, the mal, the wealth, the women, the properties, everything which perishes remains in this world. But that which does not perish is Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good deeds you do with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remain and they will help you in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now coming back to the topic, the first murder which was committed by Qabil, there are so many things which we can take from this, and a person should not consider murder to be a small sin or a minor sin. As the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has told us the severity of this sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us how dangerous this sin is and how it can cause harm to a person's iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if all the residents of the skies and all the residents of the earth participated in a murder, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them all into the fire of hell. Meaning if a person had even the slightest part to play in a murder, if a person dictated that murder, if that person was the actual person carrying out the action, he was helping them out, he was advising them, whatever his role was in promoting that murder, in making that murder happen, they will all be held accountable and thrown into the fire of hell. Similarly, it has been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that he was mentioning seven sins which destroy a person, seven such sins which can cause extreme difficulty and extreme problems, and they are the worst of sins. And the companions radiallahu anhum asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are these sins? What are these seven sins which destroy a person? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firstly mentioned associating partners with Allah, ash-shirk. And the second thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned was unjustly killing a human being, committing murder for no reason. If we look in today's society, people kill one another over the slightest of things. Over a very small amount of money, people kill each other. Sometimes brothers are killed, murders happen, and they do not even know why they are being killed. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment, that a person killing will not know the reason for him doing so, and the person being killed does not know the reason for being so. Similarly, in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the qatil and maqtul, meaning the murderer and the murdered, are both in the fire. The companions radiallahu anhum, when they heard this, they said, Ya Rasulullah, it is understandable that the person who is committing a murder is in the fire of hell. But why is the one who is murdered in the fire of hell? And the Prophet ﷺ said, because if he had the chance to kill his brother before he was killed, he would have surely done so. Meaning the intention you go with murder, if you are intending to kill somebody, even that will cause you to be thrown into the fire of hell. So my dear brothers, today's topic was in relation to murder, in relation to killing a soul unjustly. We should control ourselves, we should control our angers, we should control ourselves from committing this sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from committing this sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from all the major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always encompass us with His mercy. Ameen bijahin nabiyal ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.